episode 155, Dream Storming.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
happy,
radio.
Happy day, lovelies. How are you doing? It is amazing that you are here. Thank you so much. I am glad it is our girl time. It is time to get it on and just really, you know, just breathe together, have fun together, grow together, train for life and love your journey. That's what we're here about. And we get to chat about it all the time. I really do hope you're having an amazing week. And if not, you know what? I am praying for you because I do. I tell you this often, but I do think about you often. And you are part of my family, and I hold you very close and near and dear to my heart. So know that I'm thinking of you, and I'm so excited. If you've been around for just a few episodes, or if you've been from, you know, with me from the very, very beginning, I cannot believe we launched this in January 5th. Of 2015 was our official hello. We're open and we're doing this podcast, and it's so exciting to see how it is reaching out to women around the world. So thank you so much for tuning in and for leaving your reviews and rating us on iTunes. That really does get the word out where other moms, be sure to tell your friends on social media. That helps. And go over to createyournow.com. We are going through a little bit of transition there. So we've got a new website that's going to be launching soon. Be patient with that. So if there's a few glitches or whatever, you know, always you can get a hold of me. You can leave me a voicemail or you can leave me a message too at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. All right. But I cannot wait to talk about dream storming. Yes, dream storming. You're probably like, what is dream storming? Well, it came to me in a dream. Okay, no, it didn't. It actually came to me when I was brainstorming and I was thinking about you all, but I'll tell you that story a little bit here in a moment. Let's begin first with Robin Sharma. And he says, sometimes we need to lose our way to find our way. That's our quote, okay? Sometimes we need to lose our way to find our way. I think as children, that's what happens. You know, we begin to grow up, and it's not that we lose our way. We begin to mature. We gain experiences, and our interest, you know, they come and go, et cetera. And then we end up going, oh, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be. This is where I'm kind of grounded to or drawn to either way. And then we become an adult. And what is it? It's like, snap. We have to put our dreams aside. We have to not look at ourselves and take care of ourselves. And I'm here to tell you, moms, that is wrong. Now, yes, you need to care for your babies. You need to take care of your spouse. You need to love your family, okay? It is all of that is so important. But if you are not taking care of you first, okay? Yes, there may be boundaries to that. But if you don't take care of you first, then life isn't going to happen because you're not going to be around. So with life happening, I think sometimes what happens is life can become so constraining and constricting. Everyone is telling you what to do, what to buy, what to wear. I mean, even to the point of what to believe. No matter where you go, no matter where you turn, somebody's telling you something, right? It's either on an advertisement, it's an email, it's on a text. I can remember my daughter came this morning, Mom, can I just type in stop? Because I don't even know what this is. She got this weird text that says they were hiring and all of this stuff. And I'm like, what? You know, you get your phone numbers are out there. They figure out these automatic dial things. And all of a sudden you're on a list. And they just expect you to respond to all these lists. Why is it that life can be so constraining and so constricting? And yet then what happens is you yourself, you begin to fade in it all. And you really don't know who you are anymore. You become semi-lost and you've lost your way. And now you're looking for it. Hence, you found Create Your Now. Yay! And so it is. It's about training for life. And when I say train for life, we are training for life. That doesn't mean that we're just doing physical fitness. Remember, this is training for life, the Trinity lifestyle, mind, body, and spirit. It takes all of it to work together. So part of that is, yeah, when you lose your way, you don't have a direction. What do you do? But sometimes when you lose it, though, you can find it. And that's when dream storming comes in. Think about it. What happens to living the life of your dreams? When you begin to dream, what happens? Do you find that you're a little happier sometimes? Maybe not all the times, because then you realize, oh, man, I've got this bill to pay and that bill to pay, so I'm not going to be able to afford this for so many years, or maybe it's just a couple months or whatever. So maybe you're not real happy. But dreaming gives you hope. It brings back a joy and a vibrancy within your life that you're like, oh. And sometimes when you're doing the oh-hum, you know, drawn out, same old thing within your career, you know, being mommy 24/7, having to take care of your spouse, I mean, it can get just, you know, yucky, right? I mean, come on. I mean, and sometimes it can just be a CRAP day, right? Yes, just in case if anyone, our little ones are listening, I just spelled it for you. Hope that was okay. All right. So think about going, go back a few years. For some of you, like me, you may need to go back an extra few more years. But when all you had in front of your life was literally your whole life. I look at my two oldest ones now that are in college, and they literally have their whole life in front of them. They can dream their dream. They can begin to train for their life. They can begin to figure out the journey that they want to take and the direction that they want to go. This is the time when you didn't have any tag-alongs. You had minimal bills, if any, you know, depending upon your situation. Some would call it a life of freedom. It was just kind of like you were living it, and you were able to feed yourself enough and pay for your living expenses, and life was good. And then life happened, and you got married. Hopefully that was a good thing. Some of you maybe not so much, and you ended up going through a side journey. There were children maybe that came about, and maybe now some of you are in grandparenthood. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait. Oh, yes, I can wait. We already went through that before, didn't we? Yes, I am excited about being a grandparent, but no time soon. And I keep telling my children, if you're listening, no, I do not want to be a grandma anytime soon. Okay, so back to your dreams. Your dreams are so important because they give you that vibrancy in life. It gives you that hope to keep going forward. Remember when you were asked over and over and over again, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? What do you want to do when you grow up? I can remember my son who just graduated. He came up to me and goes, why is it that everybody asks you that question? He goes, I don't have an answer. Were you like him? Were you one that just you didn't have an answer? Or maybe you had an answer, but now it's totally lost. In fact, if you try to remember what that dream was, maybe the memory is even foggy. You see, dreams keep you going. Dreams bring about hope when you're feeling literally hopeless, right? It keeps you going. It gives you energy when you're feeling zapped. It brightens the next stage in life. You know, from when you're going from toddlers to, oh, they're in elementary school now. Kindergartners, oh, they're precious, right? But then you're like, now what am I going to do? I have all this time. And I'm telling you, it goes really fast. But you're sitting there going, a whole day by myself? What do I do? What do I do? Where do I go? Okay? Each stage of life is so different. But dreams, it brightens them. And it allows you to just really appreciate and live in them and be present in life, which is fabulous. But for some reason, moms, we have a hard time and we put them on the back burner. You've heard me say it before. And we make it to where we're living everybody else's dreams. Remember? Everybody else is telling you what to do, what to buy, what to wear, where to shop, what to believe, what insurance to buy. I mean, it's crazy. And you're sitting there going, do I have to think anymore or should I think some more? What about me? And then when you start saying, what about me? Then somebody throws, and it's probably one of your better friends, yes, that says, oh, you're so selfish. What do you mean, what about you? You got to take care of your kids. You've got a mom to take care of too. She's not doing well. What are you going to do with her? And then you have this, your husband, he travels all the time and he's doing this stuff for you and the family. What do you mean, what about you? You know what? Do not feel guilty. You need to be asking that question. What about me? Not in the selfish manner, but in a self-loved manner. It is a very important because in order to love others the way God wants us to love others, we have to love ourselves. And that includes dream storming. And that brings us to present day now. What do you want to be when you grow up? Seriously, have you thought about it lately? Do you like where you are in your life? Do you like where you're headed? Do you like the career that you have? Have you even given it a thought? Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you're like, I haven't thought about that next stage when, oh yeah, they're going to be graduating here in about 3 or 4 years. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do with my life? Where are you? Are you dreaming? What do you want to be when you grow up? It's kind of fun to think that way, isn't it? Makes you feel all young again, kind of a little giddy. Makes me giddy thinking about it. I'm like, oh, what do I want to be when I grow up? Well, and it's fun. So today, I want you to dream storm your life now. Yes, that's your kiss. Dream storm your life now. You see, that's going to bring you back some hope and some vitality in your life. It's going to give you that energy when you're just feeling like, oh, if I could just go to bed, or oh, I don't want to get out of bed. Ever had those Monday mornings on a Wednesday? Ever had those Monday mornings on a Friday? Ever had Monday mornings every day of the week? Yes, been there, have done that, and it's not fun. Dream storm your life now and give yourself the vitality back in it. Re-energize yourself. Reignite the direction that you're headed. It's time to train for life and love your journey. Now you say, Christiane, you know what? Yeah, what do I want to be when I grow up? Well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Guess what? You're going to figure it out. You're going to start dream storming. This is how you do it. You work on the pulse. Yeah, it's pulse. Okay? It's the pulse of your life. Here you go. Are you ready? Number one, passions. P for passions. What are your passions? What do you love to do? What if you got paid or didn't get paid, you'd still love to do it. Okay? Maybe for some of you, it's simply reading. That's a passion, right? Okay? For some of you, it may be looking at Facebook a little bit more often. Okay? And you love it and you're living vicariously through somebody else. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing. But for some of you, actually being, you're interested in social media. Okay? Look at it that way. Okay? Little twist there, isn't it? Okay? So what are your passions? Do you have a passion of wanting to serve people? Do you have a passion of just totally, maybe it's seriously, maybe it's this, serving people in your church and giving yourself time in your church, volunteering there. Okay, and that's number one, your passions. To continue to dream storm your life now, number two, the U, is usability. Okay, you got to look at your passions. Not all passions are usable in the sense that, do you want to make money at it or do you want to expand on them? Some of them on your passions, they may just remain a hobby. But sometimes your passions can change into something else. So look at the usability of it, okay, when you dream storm. So passions, usability. The L is a legacy. What legacy do you want to leave behind? That's a sweet way of saying, how do you want people to remember you when you're no longer here? Okay, what legacy do you want to leave behind? What legacy do you want your children to have from you? What legacy do you want to leave your great-grandchildren? I know it's hard to think sometimes that far down the road, But if you don't start thinking about those kind of things now, then what happens is you'll find yourself in a situation of regret going, I wish I should have. If, and that's not the last thing you want on your mind. So you got passion, usability, legacy. S in pulse is sketch. You got to have a blueprint. You got to sketch out what it would look like. Where could you take this? How would this create your life? How would it change it? How would it brighten it more? I mean, would it bring joy to your life or would it bring more stress? Okay? Sketch it out. And E, expectations. Oh, that's a hard one. Because you see, our passions that we have, as we're dreaming, what are the expectations? Okay? If you're looking at a specific dream, and this dream maybe is to build, let's say this, you want to build a house, okay? I love houses. I don't know about you, but I'm all about learning about houses, and I'm a little bit addicted to watching the, you know, the HGTV type shows and all of that. I love it. I love when they show all the houses around the world. Okay, I could go on and on and on forever on that, but we won't. So let's get back on track, right? Okay. So the expectations, you want to build a house. Well, do you want to build a house and be able to pay for it in cash? So you don't have to worry about any more debt? Or do you want to build your dream home and you're going to be paying on it for the next 30 years? And then it still may not be paid off even after you leave this earth. Expectations, okay? Dream storming can be a lot of fun. And if you use the pulse, it really will help you sit there and just have fun with it. It opens up a new area and allows you to think. And plus on the pulse, if you're using that, which I highly recommend that you do, okay? Passions, usability, legacy, sketch, expectations. When you do that, no matter what you're dreaming, you can take your dream storm. Okay, whatever the topic, like we just talked about a house, you could take the dream storm of maybe you want to go back to school and you can go and break that down through the pulse, the passion. What is it about it that draws you to it? The usability. Can you do something with it when you're done? The legacy that it'll leave. Okay, sketching it out. What will change your life? How will it look? And the expectations, if you go back to school, what are the expectations from your spouse? What do you think the expectations are of your children? You've got to look at all of those different situations. Dream storm your life now, because you know what? You're going to feel so much better. You're going to have a smile on your face because it's going to be like, wow, there is something more than just my day-to-day routine that we all get stuck in. And it's so easy to. And guess what? The world is so much bigger out there. And if you haven't been told, it is a very bright world out there. And it's filled with amazing people like you. So go out and make it an incredible day. Go out and dream storm. Find your pulse. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.